morning. Good morning. Good morning, my dear friends. Dr. Peter Glidden, licensed naturopathic doctor, 30 years of clinical experience, and a subject that is not discussed very, very often, but has become a problem right here in the United States. And I'm talking about suicides. Doctor, good morning, and thank you so much for sharing some time with my radio audience this morning.
Yeah, Mr. Davis, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
You know, when I read this, I had to do a double take. But then I read something else about this, and all of a sudden realized that suicide has developed, and then nearly 45,000 suicides occurred in the United States in 2016. So,
yeah, it's a dramatic increase, a 25% increase in suicides since 1999. This according to the Center for Disease Control. And in that same time frame, right, 25% increase. Inside that same time frame, antidepressant use increased by 65%. So there's a big disconnect here. Nobody's talking about it like they need to talk about it. And the reason that this is happening is because we haven't had a free medical market here in the United States since 1912. You're lucky because you live in Connecticut. Connecticut was one of the first states on the East Coast to license and regulate naturopathic medicine, which is my profession. And my profession has a bead on this better than the conventional medical doctors do. But, you know, we're low man on the totem pole, so nobody listens to us, quite frankly.
Well, we did, and I wanted you on the program because I've read about you and did not know it was as bad as it is. And why do you think, Doctor, why do you think suicide rates are climbing?
Well, it can't be genetic, number one. I mean, that's the scapegoat that conventional medicine falls back on when anything goes wrong. The rates of Alzheimer's are increasing. The rates of autism are increasing. Rates of suicide are increasing. Rates of depression are increasing. Everybody in this country, a third of the American population is overweight and obese, right? I mean, our health is getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And the main reason that these things are happening is because of undiagnosed, unrecognized, and overlooked nutrient deficiencies in the food and complete misrepresentation of medical nutrition by conventional medical doctors. Now, you know, your medical doctor may be the nicest person that God ever created, but your medical doctor doesn't know what's best for you. They only know what they've been trained in. And what they've been trained in is pharmaceutical medicine. And thank God for Novocaine. Thank God for penicillin. Thank God for the sterile technique. I can prescribe drugs as a naturopathic doctor. Most people don't understand that. It's not the drug, it's how it's used. It's not the gun, it's how it's used. So when you go to a conventional medical doctor and you're depressed, the only thing that they have to throw at it is antidepressants. And interestingly enough, antidepressants have been shown to be less effective than placebo. A meta-analysis by the UK, the US, and Canadian researchers in 2008 showed that the difference in efficacy, there was a gigantic study between antidepressants and placebo, was minimal, right? So, and then now there's a black box warning on antidepressants that said, oh, it may increase suicide rates. So the reason that this is happening is because the food that we are eating over the last 50 years has become less and less and less saturated with nutrients. There are 90 essential nutrients that your brain and central nervous system need in order to function properly. And if these nutrients are not present in the food, it's only a matter of time until your body runs out of something and then something starts to break.
Wow.
So when we're talking about depressive events or anxiety, right? These two things are closely related. This is one of the reasons that people are given so many antidepressants. It's because they have anxiety and sleep problems as well as being depressed. But the reason that they're depressed, as far as I'm concerned, is because their bodies are nutritionally deficient. They're struggling to metabolize sugar appropriately. They can't metabolize sugar appropriately. They don't have enough raw materials to produce the proper amounts of brain biochemicals. They're deficient in amino acids, tryptophan. They're deficient in minerals, lithium and vanadium and chromium. And you put all of these things together, bada bing, bada boom, people feel like crap. And, you know, depression, it's a real thing. I mean, it's a real thing. And so what does somebody do? They go to a conventionally trained medical doctor because that's the only show in town. And they give them an antidepressant, which doesn't fix the problem. It manages the problem, and then they create suicide into the bargain. And this is a bad idea from start to finish, and it is a manifestation of the monopolization of the medical marketplace.
Well, this is the reason.
Underneath the thumb of
I read something about this, and this is the reason that I wanted to talk it with you about it with my radio audience. And again, when I read this whole thing about suicides, because, you know, it's in the news now. This one committed suicide. That one committed suicide. And it makes you wonder, what is the reason? What are some of the reasons? Well, doctor, it's a sad story, but it's one that we have to tackle.
It is one that we have to tackle, and the easiest place to hide something is in plain sight, right? I mean, this is the tip of the iceberg. Right. All of these things are rolled into one. I mean, look around, man. Everybody's sick. I mean, how many of, and listen, again, this is about perspective. This is not a diatribe against conventional medicine. You know, medical doctors are fantastic for emergency medicine, surgery when it's necessary, a handful of infectious diseases. But when it comes to things like depression and suicidal ideation, the tools that they have to throw at this and the understanding that they bring to the table are, quite frankly, old-fashioned, outdated, expensive, and dangerous. I mean, for goodness sakes, the leading cause of death in the United States is MD-directed medical therapeutics. The leading cause of bankruptcy, MD-directed medical therapeutics. Of the thousands of prescription medications that are currently available, the only ones that cure anything are antibiotics, and those are starting to fail us. Prescription medications manage the problem. They manage the problem. Now, it's better to manage the problem than to suffer from the problem, but it would be an even better idea to attempt to cure the problem, to attempt to get on the other side of it. So our basic message is, in order for your body to be healthy, in order for your body to optimize its structure and function, in order for your body to have the ability to fix itself the way that nature and God intended, there are raw materials that need to go into it every day, but these raw materials are not present in the food. They're not present in the food. Some of them are, but a lot of them aren't. And if you are nutritionally deficient, it is only a matter of time until something breaks. You need to fill up your nutritional tank. And also, you need to stop eating food that's gumming up the works. And I'm here to tell you that salt is good for you. I'm here to tell you that cholesterol is good for you. I'm here to tell you that butter is good for you. You know, we've been listening to medical doctors, bless their hearts, who have no training, no experience, no respect, and quite frankly, no appreciation for medical nutrition and the food industry. We've been listening to these people tell us what to eat. And it's a fool's errand, and that's why everybody is sick.
I've eaten butter all my life. I grew up on a farm.
Smart thing, smartest thing you can do, butter and eggs and salt. Three of the staples of life. If people started eating more butter, there would be less heart disease. If people started eating more salt, there would be less heartburn. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. And this is, you know, second nature to myself and my colleagues. I've been doing this for 30 years. I've been practicing naturopathic medicine, licensed and regulated naturopathic medicine in clinical settings for 30 years. You wouldn't believe the things that myself and my colleagues have seen people recover from. Depression is one of them. And, you know, you need a second opinion, ladies and gentlemen, if you're feeling like crap. And most people feel like crap. Most people do. Most people are anxious. Most people have trouble falling asleep. Most people really don't, you know, they don't feel like they did when they were a kid. And it's not because you're getting older. It's not because of chemtrails. It's not because of electromagnetic radiation. It's not because of social media stress. It's because your food doesn't have the stuff that your brain needs to function optimally, period. I mean, if your car runs out of oil, the engine seizes. There's nothing wrong with the engine. It ran out of oil. The same with the human body. You need nutrition, and you need it now.
Doctor, I want to ask you something. This is the first time that I have talked with you, and I do want to talk with you again because I've read about some of these things, and I just think it's important that it get to the individuals. And I want to have you call my producer, Donna Banks, at the radio station, and she, I believe, has talked with you already, because I want to get you back here, and I've got a couple of ideas on some interviews that I would like to do, and I've read a little bit about this. I'm going to read more about it, but when I saw that nearly 45,000 suicides occurred in the United States in 2016, I said, we have got to tackle this one.
Yeah, and the conventional medical doctors, bless their hearts, they don't have the tools to tackle this when the naturopathic doctors do. You know, we've been expelled from the medical table for over 100 years, and we're fighting our way back here. People need to listen to us. Website I'd like to direct your listening audience to, mytotalnutrition.com, mytotalnutrition.com. Go there, educate yourself, and, you know, get yourself into the game of healing. A little bit of knowledge in this regard goes a long, long way.
Well, Dr. Glidden, thank you for being with us this morning, and you will certainly hear from us again. I've got a couple of ideas that I got just listening to you, and I just want to get my listeners an opportunity to listen to this as well. Thank you again.
Keep up the good work, Mr. Davis. The world needs you more than you know. I appreciate it very much.
20 minutes.